The center started in 1979, and I was hired in 1980 as part of the writing program because, you know, I published a fair bit, and Fred Waugh, who headed the writing program, hired me, and I stayed for a couple of years till 1982, so 2 years, teaching, and I taught Introduction to Journalism because I have a journalism background, and then creative writing, and then some English classes. And then when the school was about to be shut down by the government in 1984, that announcement was made in the fall of 83, and the students and faculty and sports staff and townspeople, there was quite a fight back against the closure because, of course, it was an economic generator, both the school itself and, of course, the students that it brought in. And I was hired for January of 84 by both, jointly by the Student Association and the Faculty Association to come back to Nelson. At that point, I was living in Vancouver, and set up a media center and then trained students to operate the media center as part of the fight back. So,
why do you feel it's so important to reconnect with these people?
Well, for me personally, it's because of the recent demise of the Kootenai School of the Arts, which was really the third iteration of Nelson's just determination to have its own post-secondary institution. So you had Notre Dame, you had David Thompson University Center, both shut down by government, and then out of DTOC, literally out of the former David Thompson Support Society, you had this municipal initiative called the Kootenai School of the Arts, and that ran from 91 till, say, 2021, when it had meanwhile been moved from being a municipal initiative to being taken over by Selkirk. Selkirk's now effectively dismantled it, but it seems to me worth celebrating what Nelson has accomplished in the past, and hopefully will yet accomplish in the future. I was involved with an initiative, not connected with the reunion at all, but to try to talk UBC Okanagan, based out of Kelowna, into offering third and fourth year classes in Nelson, and we actually succeeded in having one of those offered. That sort of thing. It's Nelson's been described by one, I can't remember if it was a magazine or newspaper, doing a travel feature. They said it's a university town without a university.
Yeah, and exactly.
But the spirit that commitment to it, to post-secondary, it is something, you know, quite admirable. And because of this long history, you know, going back more than half a century, that seems to have the reunion this coming year. For me personally, it's a way of celebrating those successes and maybe keeping an eye on what might develop yet.
There's an inherent risk with reunions, and it is that they have a tendency to make you feel old. Is there any thought to that?
Well, I'm already old. It can't make me feel any different than I do. No, I've been to my high school reunions and been shocked by finding out that I'm in a room full of old people. But, yeah, it's a risk. That's a risk worth taking, I think.
Right.
And I should say that other people on the organizing committee, I don't think are that interested in the history, and since a lot of them now don't live in Nelson, their association with the West Kootenai, you know, is more attenuated, like, you know, thin. And I think they're just interested in seeing old friends and you know, reminiscing. And one of the things that's interesting about memory is that the more you remember, the more you remember. So we, you know, going down to the Nelson archives, you start looking at photos from, you know, that they've got filed under David Thompson. And you know, people start saying, oh, yeah, I remember him. And some of those we're going to put up on our, we have a website, which is just dtuc-reunion.ca. So dtuc-reunion.ca. And we have a tab for gallery, and we're in the process of putting up some of these pictures to see even their youthful, their former youthful appearance.
Yeah.
Gets people.
Is there any music that you can think of that you might be playing on this reunion night? Yeah, Were there any anthems that you had?
In terms of music, what we found when we polled potential attendees was that they wanted more than just a social event. So we've programmed space, and you can see the agenda on our on the website. It's spelled out. But on the Saturday afternoon of the reunion, which is May 19th and May 20th this coming year, which is in the Victoria Day long weekend. But on the Saturday afternoon, we've programmed open mic for both writers and musicians. And we also hope to have an art show probably elsewhere in town. But we're also planning a dance on the Saturday night with a recorded soundtrack of popular songs from the era. So that would be the late 70s and early 80s, like what was popular at the time. It's very like most people from the 60s and afterwards, people lived with a kind of soundtrack as they do now, and to hear that music again is another dimension to sort of memory. Remembering.
When you compare that era, late 70s, 80s, if you compare that time to the times we live in today in almost 2023, what's the biggest change, do you think, in the times we live in?
Well, to me, again, speaking personally, the biggest change is the loss of hope and the loss of self-confidence. Projects like David Thompson or even the CUNY School of the Arts, it's based out of a lot of self-confidence, the idea that, there aren't municipal, to give KSA an example, there aren't municipal post-secondary institutions in Canada. That's a more of an American thing, but here with the help of the city and the province and especially with the local enthusiasm, a whole institution rises and runs for, like I say, from 91 till, say, 2021. Because people had the confidence that they could do that, and they also had the hope that, once we start this, it'll go on. It'll become, as ancient as European universities or colleges. That's what I see not being now. People don't seem to have neither much hope nor much self-confidence. And of course, the pandemic didn't help any in terms of undermining people's belief that they can, make positive changes in the world and make the community a better place or more interesting place, if not better. And that rather than asking someone else to do it, hey, let's get together and make this happen. That kind of energy seems to not be here as much now. It's not zero, but it's just not as much.
Mm.
So again, at something like this reunion, besides all the social aspect, if it inspires people with the concept that, you can make even things like an educational institution happen, if you have hope and energy and self-confidence, because these are all just things that people make. They're not, it's a struggle because, of course, you need money and all that, but it can be done. But it's just as that sort of, in my experience, sort of comes out of people's consciousness or belief, then it's a much it's a much flatter world. Everything gets mediated through those hideous little devices that people stare into all day, rather than engaging with what can be done with your fellow citizens